Year 6, Michael Faraday School, and we have some English work to share. We're trying to build some suspense because this work is all about suspense. A couple of young students who are masters at this. So, ladies, first of all, madam, your name?
Ruby. Taniola.
So it's great to have Ruby and Taniola to explain about their story. We'll ask Ruby first. And so we've been focusing in Year 6 in our English lessons on a particular person, a particular story. Can you maybe elaborate, please?
The person we've been focusing on is Philippe Petit, and if you're not sure on the name, it's the man who walked on a wire between the two twin towers in around 1970.
So Philippe Petit and Taniola, is there a particular book we've been looking at that's based around this story?
A few weeks ago we read a small book called The Man Who Walked Between the Towers, and I can't remember who it's by, but it had a lot of description and it really helped to give us ideas about how we should build suspense.
Suspense, yes. So Ruby, so the way this book and this story is presented, I imagine it's not going to be like a fairy tale, very, very different. How would you describe the writing style in this book? What does it do to make the reader feel they're part of this moment?
With how we wrote these, it kind of gives you the feeling of being there with all the punctuation and words we've used.
So it must have been Taniola, if you think back, so this guy, this Philippe Petit, walking between the twin towers, something we know he wasn't supposed to do, a very daredevil thing to do. If you're watching it maybe as a video, you could feel quite nervous, but in writing it's quite hard to put across that idea of being very excited. What are some of the techniques that we can put in our own work to try and build suspense up?
Well, mainly in our class we used ellipses and short sentences.
Ellipses, that's new to me, please. What does that mean?
It's really simple. It's just when you put dot, dot, dot.
I see. So it makes the reader not quite sure what's going to happen next. And why do you think you want short sentences and not long sentences?
Because it gives the effect of suspense.
Okay, that's the theory. Ruby and Taniola and the other Year 6 students have all been working away on their own stories trying to create suspense. So we're going to see how it's worked out. We're going to have some short readings of their work in progress. So maybe Ruby, if you'd like to share your ideas first.
With my balancing pole in my hand, I look below at the people in the city who look as if they were toys. My vision is like an old camera, blurry and unfocused. The wire which holds me at the top of the world told me it was ready, but was I? The wind was howling like a wolf at a blue moon. I was here. All that time had built up to this. The nerves which I never expected had started creeping up on me. Half of me was over the moon, but the other was asking me, what am I doing? An excited wave crashed upon my surface, then before I knew it, it fell back into the ocean, pulling away my smile, reminding me of being at the beach, and the fact that the waves eventually fall back into the sea, pulling the sand with it.
Okay, and we'll just end there. Ruby has got much more detail, but we also want to try and squeeze in Taniola's work. So Ruby, thank you. I'm feeling nervous already. I feel as though I'm actually there, walking between those twin towers. So descriptive. So Taniola, please, your thoughts.
With my balancing pole in my hand, I look below at the people in the city who are almost invisible. My stomach is churning like an ice cream mixer. The sun is staring silently into my soul, judging me, making my heart and body want to scream. My hands are trembling like a pig at the butcher's. The wind is screaming and the sun is like the only light that can't blind me. Ahead of me, I see and smell my only ticket to freedom. It's there. So close, my ticket to freedom. I'm like a baby bird learning to fly, reaching out to the sky, taking the most life-changing step that I could ever take. Okay, this is it. It's time to... That was close, I nearly fell. My feet are shaking like a wind chime in a hurricane. Can I do this? Before I was okay, but now I'm here, I'm not sure.
Again, we shall end there. Some outstanding work, so my stomach is churning like an ice cream churner. Amazing, a very, very good description. We won't give too much away, so Ruby, is there a happy or a sad ending to this overall story?
I mean, depending on how you feel of walking between the
the Twin Towers. There is a happy ending if you'd like the idea, but not so much if that's you're not too keen on it.
And even in your conclusion, you've left us in suspense. Brilliant stuff. So Ruby and Taniola, Year 6 Michael Faraday, some amazing work. Thank you so much for sharing. Bye-bye.
Bye.